If God intended it that we begin to be attracted to the other years before that can be consummated in marriage, and it gives us a little bit of a hint, a little bit of an insight into God's plan. He wants sacrifice. He wants discipline. We talked about one of the three aspects of friendship. One of them was self-sacrifice. If you mortify this attraction, be it the general one, the personal one, or the third one we will talk about soon, if you mortify this, and you must, for years before you were able to consummate it, then you are going to be more fitted to live a life of sacrifice with your spouse, because that is going to be required of you when you marry. So this is all part of God's wisdom. Instead of being frustrated and saying, oh, I have to wait so long, this is miserable, this is horrible, step back, quit being so selfish, quit being so stupid and immature, and look at the situation and say, this is all part of God's plan for making me better so that when I do get married, I do it right. And I don't get married, as Tobias and Sarah said in the Old Testament, and so that you're not joined as the horse and the mule who have not knowledge, who have not understanding. As the book of Tobias says. So, this is all part of God's plan. Now, in personal attraction, you know, it's this guy likes that girl, or this girl likes that guy. When you are eligible to court, personal attraction will be expressed in a number of ways in courtship that are entirely appropriate. This is the reason why dating is bad and courtship is good. Because dating says, aha, at this time for these two young people who are in that phase of general attraction, now we're going to jumpstart stuff and we're going to throw in personal attraction. And we're going to take two young people and hook them up together before it is actually emotionally, morally allowed to hook them up together. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to sin, but reality tells us, experience tells us, that it's virtually a foregone conclusion in the scenario of modern dating. So at least it's going to provide them with all sorts of opportunities, all sorts of proximate occasions of sin. So general attraction corresponds to the regular social interaction that girls and boys can have in groups, and personal, that's appropriate for courtship.